Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Fractional ownership has been a thing for a very long time. Condos, remember timeshares? You could do timeshares in like the 70s and 80s. These days, there's a lot of fractional investing opportunities. So in addition to timeshares, there's art, there's music royalties, there's wine. The same can for investing. Increasingly, you can buy, it's easier to buy a fraction of an entire share. And there is a Canadian investment platform that is soon to launch. It is called Flamingo. And we're going to talk to the CEO of the company, Taryn Kainth. He joins us from Calgary. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce. How's it going? Thank you so much for having me. Excited to chat with you about Flamingo and what we're working on.
You are developing the product. You're not in market yet, but I wanted to have this conversation because I think it's a really interesting take on investing. How will it work?
Flamingo is a commission-free fractional investing app. Really, we're changing the way that Canadians invest. And the way that we look at our model is we use something called pies and slices. Essentially, users are coming onto our application and creating custom portfolios of the companies that they know and love. And they're able to invest as little as $1 into over 4,200 companies that we have on our platform. So the power of fractional shares really allows you to buy companies like Amazon, Google, which trade for thousands of dollars. I mean, Amazon before the stock split. And it allows for accessibility to any of the companies without having to break the bank. And I'll talk a little bit more about our pies and slices model later. But really the focus on Flamingo is what we called empowered investing. We're allowing Canadians to make better, more informed decisions and allowing to have accessibility and all the knowledge that they need within one application. And really focusing on education as well with our bite-sized integrated content and immersive educational experience called Flamingo Central, which I will also talk about later. But really, you know, the reason why we started and what Flamingo is really meant for is looking at how, you know, investing is not intuitive for the young Canadian. More than 70% of Canadian millennials save, but only 40% invest. The biggest reason is there's perceived barriers and complexities that Canadians think about investing that are deterring them for making better decisions. And that's where we come in.
You said commission free. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So how do you make your money? How do you make your money?
Yeah, great question. So we charge foreign exchange fees on US equities available to trade. We have dedicated US cash accounts. So really you only have to convert once over when you're bringing in your Canadian dollars, and then you can trade unlimited US equities. And then when you decide to liquidate your account or take out your funds, then we would charge a foreign exchange fee then as well.
Another way into fractional investing is an exchange-traded fund. It's different because it's a basket of stocks that mirror an index typically. Why actual fractional shares in terms of owning a piece of Amazon instead of owning a NASDAQ ETF?
At the end of the day, users want choice. They want to be able to invest in companies that they know and love. If I shop at Amazon, I want to be able to own a piece of Amazon. If I'm buying a coffee at Starbucks, I want a piece of Starbucks. Really, you cannot do that in an ETF. An ETF is a basket of multiple companies, and there might be certain companies that you don't want to support. So there's also the socially responsible investing component of this, where there might be certain companies that might not be ethical, that you do not want to put your dollars towards. So with fractional investing, you're not only investing in companies that you love, but you're investing with your dollars and so you support. And that's where you're really able to individualize and create your own ETF-esque portfolios on the Flamingo application. They're not ETFs, again. They're custom portfolios that you're creating of companies that you know and love. But this way, you have the flexibility to really choose what you do and don't want to put into your portfolio.
This is already a thing in the United States, and it's incumbent brokerages like TD Ameritrade, like Schwab, big players. And then the upstart, Robinhood, has been big in this game. And Robinhood has received a fair amount of flack for its, facilitation or enablement of a lot of some of the very volatile stock trading that we have seen. Do you have a concern, in particular for younger people, about getting in over their heads as a potential market correction looms over us?
I think in the end of the day, people underestimate how smart millennial and Gen Zs are. And really, that's kind of the rhetoric that the big banks are brought in to make finance complicated, really difficult. And therefore, they're charging these massive MER fees and big fees that you're paying over to the banks, when really investing is not that difficult. Once you get the right education, the right tools that allow you to enable and understand how to do it, you're able to do it yourself. It takes practice, like everything else in life. And that's really where the Flamingo app comes in. We're focused on longer term investing. We're not looking to have day traders come onto our platform and create this into a community of day traders. This is a community of long-term investors that are looking at creating long-term wealth. And when you look at the stock market, the S&P 500 over the last 100 years, it has trended upward. We've had cycles of boom and bust, but a long-term investor is not looking at, hey, I want to put in $100 because I want a quick 10x on my capital. A long-term investor is looking at, hey, I may get that 10x over 50 years, but these are companies that I know and love. I'm interacting with every single day, and I understand their business models and fundamentals. Therefore, I want to own a piece of these companies. And so I think that's where we come in. The big difference
I love a good David and Goliath story. I love it. And you've got some real competition, not just from incumbent financial institutions, but from the robo-advisor sector. So this is something that Wealthsimple allows its clients to do. How on earth do you think that you can compete with them?
I think the team at Wealthsimple has done an exceptional job in regards to, you know, bringing in what we call investing 1.0. So this is where you had your digital brokerages that enabled the everyday investor to get access to the markets. Where Flamingo comes in is we're pioneering investment 2.0. We're allowing people to have everything in their investment application, allowing for flexibility, zero commissions, but also allowing them to have an immersive experience with their community and learning at the same time. So it's not just one facet of, hey, we have an amazing investment application. You're able to learn with your community. You're able to learn with the people around you. And also putting all of these amazing financial tools with education together is what we believe is the next facet and next gen of financial education and financial literacy, and you know, the next evolution of where these financial apps will go. So kudos to the team at Wealthsimple. They've done an exceptional job, but we're taking their work and really taking it to the next echelon.
One of the advantages they had, not in their first months, but in their first years, was a massive equity stake from Power Financial, like just real backstop in terms of their heft. How are you funded?
Yeah, so we've raised altogether about $3 million so far. We have phenomenal investors that include friends, family, angel investors, a few funds that are participated, and we have investors all across Canada and a few investors even in the US. Really, these are individuals that understand the struggles of being or having children that are part of this demographic, believe in us, believe in the product, that have really pushed us to get us where we are today. We're a team of 33 across 9 countries today internationally that are building this amazing investment application for Canadians to start off. They're really having a global vision. So we've been able to really have the support of amazing people around us that have got us so far.
I can imagine brand building is one of your big challenges, but a second would be mitigating the risk of a market correction, because it feels so good when the markets are rising. It's fantastic. And we are long, long overdue in this country and really around the world for a significant market correction, even more than we have seen so far. It may happen. It may not happen. The gains may continue, and this could be simply a retrenchment. How do you mitigate the risk of consumer disinterest in your model if the markets decline?
In the end of the day, it's never been more expensive to live. If an average millennial and Gen Z wants to buy a home today, I believe the number is $860,000 to buy a home. You can't really go and build wealth if you're not an accredited investor into companies that are not public. So where do you go? You park your money in a savings account that pays you 0.01% interest. No, because you're financially savvy. You know that you need to be able to create long-term wealth. And that's where the public markets come in, giving accessibility to anyone and everyone. And that really has become top of mind for everyone as it becomes more expensive to live. Right now, you know, in the end of the day, I'm not a betting man. And, you know, it's not my job to say whether the stock market is going to go up or down. But like I said, historically, the S&P 500 and great companies have allowed us to really revolutionize and bring the future forward. I strongly do believe if there's a market correction or whatever's going to happen in the markets, there may be a pullback, there may not be, but investors are savvy. People know that if they want to create long-term wealth and be able to live where the inflation is 8%, the only way for them to really make something out of their money is to invest. And that's where we strongly believe our model is focused on that long-term investor with education. And if we're able to empower them, they'll understand that their time horizon shouldn't be 24 months, but it should be 24 years. And over a time of 24 years, a lot can happen.
Taryn, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much, Bruce.
Taryn Kainth is the CEO of Flamingo. Its focus is fractional investing. He joined us from Calgary today.